जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी। यमुना तीर वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Gurude, Jaya Jaya Gurude, Gurude, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo, Om Haribo. श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 वर्स नंबर 28 एते चांशकला पुंसः कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इंद्रारि व्याकुलं लोकं मृडयन्ति युगे युगे एते चांसकला पुंसः कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इंद्रारि व्याकुलं लोकं मृडयन्ति युगे युगे एते चांसकला पुंसः कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं ఇంద్రాది వ్యాకులం లోకం స్మృడయంతి యుగే యుగే. ఏతేషాం సకలా పుంసః కృష్ణస్తు భగవాన్ స్వయం ఇంద్రాది వ్యాకులం లోకం స్మృడయంతి యుగే యుగే. ఏతేషాం సకలా పుంసః కృష్ణస్తు భగవాన్ స్వయం ఇంద్రాది వ్యాకులం లోకం స్మృడయంతి యుగే యుగే. ఏతేషాం సకలా పుంసః కృష్ణస్తు భగవాన్ స్వయం ఇంద్రాది వ్యాకులం లోకం స్మృడయంతి యుగే యుగే. ఏతే ఆల్ దిస్ చ అండ్ అంశః ప్లెనరీ పోర్షన్ కలహ పోర్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లెనరీ పోర్షన్ పుంసః ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం కృష్ణః లార్డ్ కృష్ణ తు బట్ భగవాన్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ స్వయం ఇన్ పర్సన్ ఇంద్రా అరి ద ఎనిమీస్ ఆఫ్ ఇంద్రా వ్యాకులం డిస్టర్బ్డ్ లోకం ఆల్ ద ప్లానెట్స్ మృడయంతి గివ్స్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ యుగే యుగే ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఏజెస్. Translation: All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Shri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists. Purport: In this particular stanza, Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is distinguished from other incarnations. He is counted amongst the avatars, incarnations, because out of his causeless mercy, the Lord descends from his transcendental abode. Avatara means one who descends. All the incarnations of the Lord, including the Lord himself, descend on the different planets of the material world, as also in different species of life, to fulfill particular missions. Sometimes he comes himself and sometimes he is different plenary portions or part of plenary portions, or his differentiated portions directly or indirectly empowered by him descend on this material world to execute certain specific functions. Originally the Lord is full of all opulences, all prowess, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge and all renunciation. When they are partly manifested through the plenary portions or parts of plenary portions, it should be noted that certain manifestations of his different powers are required for those particular functions. When in the room small electrical bulbs are displayed, it does not mean that the electric powerhouse is limited by the small bulbs. The same powerhouse can supply power to operate large-scale industrial dynamos with greater volts. Similarly, the incarnations of the Lord display limited powers because so much power is needed at that particular time. For example, Lord Parshuram and Lord Narasimha displayed unusual opulence by killing the disobedient Kshatriyas 21 times and killing the greatly powerful atheist Hiranyakashipu respectively. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that even the demigods in other planets would tremble simply by the unfavorable raising of his eyebrows. The demigods in the higher planets, a higher level of material existence, many, many times excel the most well-to-do human beings in duration of life, beauty, wealth, paraphernalia and in all other respects. Still, they were afraid of Hiranyakashipu. Thus we can simply imagine how powerful Hiranyakashipu was in the material world, in this material world. But even Hiranyakashipu was cut into small pieces by the nails of Lord Narasimha. This means that anyone materially powerful cannot stand the strength of Lord's nails. Similarly, Jamadagnya displayed the Lord's power to kill all the disobedient kings powerfully situated in their respective states. The Lord's empowered incarnation Narada and plenary incarnation Varaha, as well as indirectly empowered Lord Buddha, created faith in the mass of the people. The incarnations of Rama and Dhanvantari displayed his fame, and Balaram, Mohini and Vamana exhibited his beauty. Dattatraya, Matsya, Kumara and Kapila exhibited his transcendental knowledge. Nara and Narayan Rishis exhibited his renunciation. So all the different incarnations of the Lord, indirectly or directly, manifested different features. But Lord Krishna, the primeval Lord, exhibited the complete features of Godhead. And thus, it is confirmed that He is the source of all other incarnations. And the most extraordinary feature exhibited by Lord Sri Krishna was His internal energetic manifestation of His pastimes with the cowherd girls. His pastimes with the gopis are all displays of transcendental existence, bliss and knowledge. Although these are manifested apparently as sex, love, the specific attraction of His pastimes with the gopis should never be misunderstood. The Bhagavatam relates these transcendental pastimes in the 10th canto. And in order to reach the position to understand the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, the Bhagavatam promotes the student gradually in 9 other cantos. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. This is the Paribhasha Sutra verse, basically very most important verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is where everybody, it's like all the shlokas are basically searching for this particular conclusion. From the last so many days we are listening to the wonderful pastimes by so many incarnations of Lord. And here it is concluding that basically the previous verse says that the Lord's incarnations are like the rivulets flowing in the inexhaustible source of water. There are many incarnations. And we have like Brahma Samhita also says that how we can see there are many incarnations, but Krishna is the source. So there is one verse, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam Atyam Purana Purusham Navayavvanam Cham. So there it is, Lord Brahma said that Govinda has Ananta Rupa. Ananta Rupa means there are two definitions. Ananta Rupa means one who has many forms, Ananta Rupa, or one has many forms. But immediately there is a prefix, Adyam. The one who is Adi, who doesn't have any, he is the origin. Nothing is the origin of his. So there is no other incarnation which has been described as such. who has Ananta Rupam and who has no Adi. That means Krishna is the soul, is the source of all incarnation. Also, Brahmaji says that Dipartireva, he was Dashantara, Dipartireva, he Dashantaram Abhyupetya. Just like one candle is giving light to another candle and then so many candles, the one previous, primary one remains. And the Kuvala appeared with his own tusk. He just removed Kuvala Pida's tusk and killed. Even Arishtasura was killed by Krishna in the same way. He strangled Vyomasura with his bare hand. He bifurcated Bakasura. He whirled Vatsasura and killed him. Then he pulverized Kamsa, Chadura, Chala, Toshala with his fist. At the same time, he used his lotus hand to pull Rukmini on the chariot to make her his eternal consort. And during Rasleela, when all the gopis were so tired from dancing, then Krishna used his same aguru-scented lotus hand to wipe the perspiration on gopis' faces and to enliven them to again dance. He used same lotus hand to pull Niraga from the well of that dry lake, dry well, and he revived him. At the same time, we see that he used same lotus hand to make Kubja beautiful by pulling her through by her chin. So this is the second limb, powerful and attractive activities he did. With his leg he kicked Kaliya to bring him to senses. And same foot he gently touched the snake, which was Vidyadhara Sudarshan, who actually was trying to swallow Nanda Maharaj. Krishna just touched him with his foot and he got revived. He entered into the Agasura's body to choke him and kill him, and actually he gave him liberation. Then his glance giving demons liberation by killing them, and at the same time they are giving life to devotees. So Krishna by his glance actually revived all the gopas and the cows who were actually dead by drinking the poisonous water. And this is the same glance which actually gives entry to all the living entities into this material world. He just glances and all the living entities with their desires and all the paraphernalia enters into the Brahmanda. So this is how Krishna uses his transcendental limbs. Krishna does second extraordinary activities, which as a small boy he lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days on his little finger. He brought the dead son of his guru from Yamaloka. He brought back 6 sons of Devaki who were actually had in another body actually. Then also he married 16,108 queens. These are all those extraordinary activities which actually nobody can perform. Third, he reciprocated love with his devotees in a very unprecedented way. We see that when Sudama came to him and Krishna took one palmful of flat rice and in return he gave him immense opulence, Indra's opulence, more than him, and actually he gave him spiritual bliss also. With gopis, he says that actually I am unable to pay your debt. So, I will come as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and actually I will go through the same experience of separation. And that is the only way I can pay you. pay your debt. Na pareham nirvadya samyutam. And we see that Pandava, in Mahabharata, there are unlimited ways of actually time. Arjuna was about to die actually, but Krishna saved him. And lastly, the Parikshit Maharaj was saved from the Brahmas. So we see that he has very unique ways and to save his devotees. During his leelas in the material world, Krishna brought clarity that who is supreme. In Bhagavad Gita, he says, Aham Adhiri Devanam. But all his activities also he proved. Just like, for example, Mahavishnu, now he cannot enter into Dwarka because he has a task to lie in a causal ocean. He cannot leave his post. He has to breathe in and breathe out. So, he creates a situation because he has to meet Krishna, he says. So that is how he says, I want to meet you, Lord, because there is no other way, because Brahma is one day and then again. So, and then Arjuna and Krishna goes and gives him darshan. Then we see that there are Lord Shiva, say, in fight with Vanasura, Lord Shiva was fighting against Krishna. And then there is a fight, and when he throws Pashupati Astra, Krishna throws Narayana Astra. And then immediately Krishna uses his yawning Astra. It is said that Mohiyatva tu Girisham Jrumbhena Astrena Jumbitam. So immediately when then Lord Shiva starts yawning, and in the meantime Krishna finishes all Banasura's army. This is one time, Lord Shiva is a Guna avatar. Another in the Mohini Murthy episode, we see that in front of his followers and Parvati herself, when she is there, Krishna runs behind Mohini Murthy. And he is called Dhira. So he made the Dhira Purush lose his soberness, Mohini Murthy, because Mohini Murthy actually warns Lord Shiva that, you know, do you really want to see? He says, yes, I have to. And then later, Lord Shiva, immediately after that, Lord Shiva tells Parvati that, have you seen? This is my Lord. This is Lord of everyone who can illusion everybody. If he can illusion me, who is a plenary portion of his, then who else is remaining? Everybody can be illusion. Parvati Devi and Lord Shiva are none other than who? The original mother and father, right? In 2010 or 11, I remember, we had, this Janmashtami, pre-Janmashtami day, we have the Abhishek, 5,000 wala, 5,000 donation. So there, we remember that I was in maintenance, so one of our staff actually enrolled that, and he brought his family. And in that year, I remember they gave one very big laddu to all those who were doing Abhishekam. One Rekti Rupati laddu, bigger than that. So after the Abhishek, he came to me and they said, Prabhuji, ek aur mil sakta kya? I said, you must have got it, na, with the rest. Inni mera wife bhi aaya hai mera. So then he took me and he introduced me with his wife. She is my wife. I said, are ye tumhara wife hai? I thought, you talk to her, talk to that lady every day. I thought, she is your wife. So he said, are nahi 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 wo. Then he said, no, she is my durka rishtedar, and she was in distress and she was taking counseling from me. She is not. So I am really sorry for that. Okay, main tumhare liye laddu leke aata. But just at that moment, his wife was really angry. She said, Prabhuji, rehne do. We are already getting late. We are going. So he said, no, kirtan karke jate na. Sir, kirtan abhi ghar pe hoga. Orchestra hoga abhi. Next day he gave, his one side was swollen up. Like anything. Why I told this, that because just imagine which wife would like her husband
to, you know, just even forget about running behind some lady, just to see her talk. Like, I was thinking that, you know, the Lord, I mean, Shiva is the father and Parvati is the first lady and the first mother of everybody. We are children of her. So she must be having that kind of, because we have a Bhagavatam saying that when she was stopped by Lord Shiva to go to Dakshayagya, she was actually very angry and she was casting a very fearful glance at him as to, you know, blow him up or something. So at this moment when Lord Shiva says very confidently that, I am not ashamed of this, he is my Lord, I accept him, then I am proud of him, you know, then Parvati must have said, "Ghar chalo." So all glories to Shiva Parvati. So bolo, Bholenath ki jai. Thank you. So here Krishna says, actually proves that when he comes one day of Brahma, then he has to, I mean, he makes sure that whoever he has put for some task, he just ensures that, okay, you are doing, I am giving you darshan and do it well, like that. And but I am Lord. Just like Brahma forgot. He said, Tat Priyartham. For the very first, in the beginning, when Krishna says that I am going to come in Yadukula, all devata should come in Yadukula. Yadukula take birth. So Brahmaji tells all demigods, take birth. He forgets to come. So to make him realize that you are also my servant, Krishna bewilders him in Brahma Vimohan Leela. Also, Krishna actually puts Indra, brings Indra also to his knees while Govardhan Leela. So in this way, he proves that clear cut who is the boss. Even Yamaraj, when actually Krishna Balaram goes to Yamalok, actually Krishna blows his conch shell. And just by hearing that conch shell, Yamaraj understands boss has come. And he, and with entire his ministers, he comes to the gate to welcome him and Krishna and Balaram. So this is how. And Varuna, and actually when Lord Krishna Balaram goes to bring our Nanda Maharaj, he immediately offers obeisances. So like that, he brings clarity. In his pastimes, Krishna gave more power to his devotees than him. You know, we have seen Arjuna, Arjuna asked him, he didn't ask him, but Krishna became a chariot driver. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu says that chariot driver at that moment was not a very big post. You know, in war, you have to get kicked by your master, in the sense, to go. Because in that war, you cannot say to your driver, "Arey chalo, right chalo, late chalo." Because there are various sounds, the chariots, the horses, the elephants, and people dying. So nobody can hear anything. So with leg, actually, the warrior would touch the body of chariot driver. So left, touch means to left, right, then right. Like that. Can you imagine Krishna allowed himself to be kicked by his devotee? Now even Lord Ramchandra also empowered Hanumanji, because he could jump the ocean and Lord Ram has to make a setu, if you see. But imagine Yashoda had a power to actually bind Krishna. Or sometimes drag Krishna if you are not coming. So this is how Krishna has given more power to his devotees. And one thing very remarkably we see that, take it if atheist, theist, then antagonist or nihilistic, or maybe other religions, other nations, whoever are there, if they know Krishna, then they may like, dislike many things, but they are, for one activity, they are together. They have one opinion. Kya, what? Dandiya. Rasa Yatra, everybody wants to participate. Whichever dharma they may have. Because everybody has a desire to dance with the young girls. I mean, so Krishna has given the mantra. If you want to have a united nation, then make me center of your life. then actually all flags will come together. The point what I'm making is, we forgot what Krishna's purpose was, but we simply desire what he does. So, that is his one activity which has been adored by everybody. Then he bewildered the atheist royally, because what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Cha Medivyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvata Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Neti. So just imagine, Krishna's activities and birth are transcendental. If you have a faith, suppose we practice, if you don't have it, don't have faith, practice and you will have a habit and you will get birth. But unwanted people should not come to Goloka. Should be purified. So Krishna acted in so many ways to bewilder the atheist. First we'll see the Maushal Leela. Everybody say, how can somebody, Krishna, be God if he could not save his own relatives? Forget about saving. Krishna Balaram themselves took part in annihilation. The Yadu dynasty. So that is their issue. No, he can't be God. Second, Krishna's leaving this world. Now, the one who shot arrow at Krishna, Krishna sent him, that hunter, to Vaikuntha himself, same body. And Krishna, the atheists say that because he was shot arrow, that means his body is material, and he has to leave that material body to go his own abode, where he can send someone who shot him with self-same body. How is it possible? Only theist can understand this. Atheist will have a doubt. Then again, we know the Rasa Leela. People say, how can God can dance with another's wife at dead of night? Even our M.K. Gandhiji, his statement was that His Gita was perfect. But only when I hear about these two things, you know, Ras Leela and war, I put my head down. As if Krishna was supposed to work on his order. For his pleasure, he should do the activity, because whether he gets pleased or not. So there are many people who are stuck at some point from going back to Godhead. Some doubt. So that is why this is a specific thing. Then it comes, of course, Mahabharata war. Somebody said, Krishna, God should save everybody. How can he kill in so much number? 18 crore people died and he was the sutradhar of it. This is how people put him. Then he says, killing Mama. Nobody kills his elderly relative. He killed Kamsa. They forget that Kamsa has already killed his 6 brothers. Then Ranachud. He ran away from the battlefield. So all the activities where devotees actually cherished that, even though we have a Ranachudji temple where every day people say, Mandir ma kon che? Raja Ranachud che. So they are proudly say that, this is our Raja Ranachud. Can you imagine? But people have that. Oh, Kshatriya means he should not have Rana. Then we have the butter thief. You know, how can God be attracted to simply butter, and this activity? So these are all the activities which bewilders atheists to take full shelter of Krishna and then enjoy his pastimes. Now, a few pastimes are there which have a different context where we will see that. Now, here, Krishna, through his activities, actually taught humility to devotees also. That see my activities and be humble. First thing he says, chariot driver. He said, for services we should not be choosy. That, okay, arise, this is good or bad. I can become a chariot driver of my devotee. So, this is how. Be humble. Then even in Rajasuya Yajna we see that Krishna chose which service? To wash the feet of all the sages and elderly persons. This is very good teaching, that we should be humble. And then he actually married 16,108 queens. This is to make others, everybody humble. You can't do it. You know, you cannot manage even one. I married 16,108. You know, once when one wife actually, she sees that, my husband is not giving me time, you know. Must be he has some chakkar. Let me find out. So she checks his all pockets and wallet. She says, dekhte kiska photo. Then she sees that, khud ka photo. I mean, her photo is there. She feels very guilty. I unnecessarily blamed him. So she says, you still love me? So husband said, I loved you. That's the past tense, actually. I used to love you, but this he says in the mind, because no husband can dare to speak like that in front of her. So he says, why? So he says, no, I saw my photo in your wallet, which you used to keep in our college days. That means you still love me. He says, actually, you are big hope for me. You give me tremendous strength. So she becomes very happy that I give you hope. How? And he says, he takes her hand and says, this whole world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. You know, trouble everywhere. My boss troubles me. My colleagues are always ready to pull me down for promotion. So many things. So there's all problems are there. Then whenever there are miseries, anxieties, I take my wallet and see your photo. And immediately I become hopeful. Because if I can handle you, that means I can handle the whole world. So, the point what I'm making is, all glories to Mother. The Krishna here is telling that in his own dynasty, Yayati was there, who gave 3 children to Sharmishtha and 2 to Devyani, and he got cursed. So Krishna knew this, that's why he gave all 16,108 10 sons. Don't fight. So Krishna has, he could expand himself into 16,108 and keep all his wives happy and not fighting. So this is how Krishna taught devotees, be humble. As a bhakta vatsal, Krishna was not partial. See, Lord Rama rejected Shurpanakha, but even though he had 16,108 queens, Krishna spent time with Kubja, who is nothing but a maidservant of Kamsa. Can you imagine? So no partiality. Krishna visited to Shrutadev, who is a poor devotee, living in a hut. Still he reciprocated. Krishna also did those activities which all the incarnation also did. Just like Lord Rama actually broke the sacrificial bow, Krishna also broke it in Kamsa's arena. When Parshuramji killed millions of Kshatriyas, Krishna and Balaram also killed millions of Kshatriyas of Jarasandh army. All the then also only Lord Narasimha, among all incarnation, only Narasimha Dev was feared by everybody. That we see that when he came out of the pillar, he was making so fearful sound that even demigods hid themselves. They were not sure that he is our Lord. When actually Narasimha Dev started fighting with Hiranyakashipu, they got convinced and they started Purushakti Sukta. Our Lord has come. So even Krishna showed Virata Rupa, in that everything is there. So he has also done that part. Krishna did, impartial act is, Krishna gave both sets of his parents separation and love. First part, Devakin Vasudev suffered, And they later Nanda and Yashoda suffered. But both got love and separation. Right? Of course, Devakin was there, got more years, but the cherished childhood pastimes were with Nanda and Yashoda. And who in the world has given the information to his parents after birth immediately? You know, generally, when the boy is born, the parents say that, oh, this is Papa, this is Mummy. Here, Krishna, when born, he said, Aap doro mere teen janam se mata pita hai. In the sense, you were my parents from last three births. So, this is how Krishna is Bhagavan, who has a... So, all these activities proves that Krishna is Bhagavan. He is the source of all incarnation. Now, let us go to 10th canto, one scene, which will analyze in from different perspective. The word says, Sarit tira jatam krishnam bhagnarjuna athavahat ramam tuk zrohidim devi kridantam balaker bhrusham. So, Sarit Tiragatam Krishna. So, Bhagnarjuna, when the Yamalarjuna trees were uprooted and the Nalukuver goes back to their abode, Krishna along with Balaram, where they go? Sarit Tira means the Yamuna Tira, basically, the bank of river. For what? Kridantam, with whom? Balakair, other, Bhrisham. The Bhrisham is very important. They are completely absorbed in playing. In 11th canto, Krishna says to Uddhava that Bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshata syat isha tapetasya viparyayo asmriti. That all of us basically have, when we have left Krishna and accepted Maya, we are abhiniveshata, absorbed in search for happiness. And I'm actually playing only here. Tanmaya yato buddha bhajet Bhakte Keisham Guru Devatatma. Only remedy for them, only process for them to come back to is, do my devotional service under the guidance of Guru as such that He is Krishna. This is the process. Now, just as Krishna has arranged everything for this living being to go back to Godhead, if they have to accept the process. Similarly, now Yashoda, where now Yashoda is playing part of Krishna and Krishna Balaram are living entities who are absorbed in playing. So Yashoda also arranges so many things so that Krishna comes back home. Let's see how. First, she sends Patraka Chitraka. They are servants of Krishna. And they go. Ja bula ke leke aao. Then they go and they say, Malik, Maya bula rahi hai. Dur se. So they are absorbed. Just imagine Krishna and Balaram absorbed, and then they hear servant. Who has taken servant seriously? Tell me. No problem. So Krishna said, so then don't disturb. So they decode his action as he is not going to come, but we have to tell Yashoda that he is coming, and gayab ho jao. So they go and tell, are, and they vanish. Similarly, Krishna has given Vedas, you know. There are so many Vedic verses which say that what you are doing, just like one is that Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrutyorma Amrutagamayam Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Everybody likes it. No, but what they like? Last, Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. The main message is first, you have, don't live in darkness, go, come to light. Don't stay in Mrityulok, come to Golok. When we speak like that, what a thunder rakhe, Shanti rakhe. Abhi to game chal raha hai, abhi to business set up ho gaya hai. You know, Shanti, Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shanti. Just like Chitrak Patrak. Krishna, send them away. Abhi game chalo ho gaya, phone, bhago idhar. Second, then 15 minute ho gaya, abhi tak nahi hai. Then, there are the assistants of Yashoda who helps her when she bathes Krishna, feeds him, puts ornaments, because, pani garam karna, towel, all these, there are assistants. They are like mothers to Krishna, but sevika, they are our gopis. So Krishna, Yashoda now sends them. It is, bula ke le kya. Then they, two of them go and they say, Lala, Maya bula rahi hai. Now, how many of you have this experience of in your childhood days, teenage days, when at night you are watching TV and your mother says, abhi bahut ho gaya, abhi so jao. What is your response? Are ye program hone de bas. Because at that age we cannot fight with mother, because as we grow, we have too much strength that we can actually argue with mother. But at teenage we cannot, because we'll get beaten. So awe and respect is there, but want to see that. So we become humble and dekhne do. Similarly, Krishna says, abhi to chalu ho gaya, jao. Similarly, he just says and goes. So they decode it, he is not going to come, but we have to say that he is coming and vanish. Similarly, that goes. So there are so many incarnation comes, just like take example of Narasimha Dev. So, Patra, Chitra, Patraka, all the Vedas, incarnation as this, in the sense, we are taking. So Lord Narasimha Dev came only for Prahlad. He was so fearful, all demigods were fearful. After killing Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Dev was there. They could have gone and, took his dust, so many things. But everybody was fearful. And as soon as Narasimha Dev left, there was party, because nobody is there to stop them. There was unlimited party. Devatas were very happy. Prahlad is our man only, devotee. So there is no hindrance to us. Getting me? So the opportunity was there, but Krishna Balaram doesn't go. So lastly now, Yashoda says, now Rohini, you go, otherwise they will not come. Then Rohini Devi comes and she says very lovingly that, oh my dear darling, please come, you are played so much, come back. So when Rohini at the distance says, so Balaramji immediately accepts. He puts his bat and he says, Krishna, chalo. So Rohini's approach was, she says, come back. And when she sees that, okay, Balaram is coming, she turns and starts going. And as soon as Balaramji takes Krishna, all the boys said, now you are losing and you are going. So we will not take both of you in the game. Be aware. And indeed, we mean it. So Krishna says, "Arey, wo to, see, Rohini, Maya is gone actually. So let us finish this and we will go. So Balaram says, fine. So let us play. So similarly, all others, Lord Ram came. So Maryada Purushottam, all the Ayodhya Vasis and all other, basically we do Ram Katha, everything, all said and done, but we are like, our Srila Prabhupada says that we want Rama Raja without Ram, in the sense, everything we want, but we don't want to leave this world, basically. So that's like they want to play. We also want to have, let us try this way, that way, this body, that body, stay here only. Now, this is a climax. Now, Nanda Maharaj has come and he is on the dining table and he says, where is Krishna Balaram? Now, Yashoda is very angry. He says, abhi mujhe jana padega. So, similarly, all incarnations have come. Still, we Kali Yuga guys are here. That's why Krishna has to come. So Krishna comes, so Yashoda starts going. Now, when Yashoda comes, what she says? So, might be now Yashoda is angry, but she loves Krishna Balaram. Similarly, Krishna is angry, not angry, but he is very eager for us to go to him, just like Yashoda. First, Yashoda says, Krishna, Krishna, Vindaksha, Tata, Ehistanam, Biba. Alam Vihar Ekshut Shanta Krida Shranto Asi Putraka. My darling, please come and suck my breast. You are very tired. You are playing from so long time. Now there is no use to play. Dur se bol rahi hai. she is approaching the game. Just like Krishna also comes, pahile marthane, but what he says? Patram pushpam phalam to yam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upratam ashname prayatatmana. Because everybody is averse. Just to give them that, it is very easy to do my bhakti. What you do? Don't give everything. You don't have to give anything. Just give patram pushpam toyam, which is available everybody, everywhere. And I have made it available. Just like she says, come back. Not threatening. Then she gives some, just like Krishna gives name, then purpose. Carry your human life, Baba. You have some responsibility. Similarly, Yashoda also says, ki now, pratikshate tvam dasharha bhokshamano vrajadhipa. You have some responsibility. Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you. You can't make him wait. Sense of responsibility. So, there is one verse to come. Swagruhan yata balakam. So, from this moment, actually, Yashoda grabbed Krishna and now she is going to be very heavy. So, just like even now, Patra Pushpam Holega Bhat, Krishna also says, Yukta Ahara Viharasya, Yukta Cheshtasya, Karma Sus, Yukta Swapnava Bodhasya, Dukha, Yoga Bhavati Dukha. So he also comes to regulation. He don't do unregulated sense gratification. Be regulated in your eating, you know, recreation. So all these are step by step becoming heavy. But the aim is to bring all souls back to Godhead and back to home. So now she comes very near and she sees actually that he is so dirty. She says, Dhuli, Dhusari, Tangastvam, your whole body is covered by dust and sand. Tumko ghar bhar nahi kya? Swagrahan. Road pe rehta hai kya tu? You have. So she says, Putra Madjanam Ahava, come and get ready. Because today is your birthday. Janma Raksham Te Adya Bhavati Viprebhyo Dehi Gasuchi. Today is your birthday. Get ready. Be pure and give some charity of cows to Brahmanas. This is your responsibility. Like that. Similarly, Krishna says, now prime, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Angry mood. Because angry mood in the sense, it is a remand. So that's why Yashoda says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Ma Ekam Sharanam Braja. Yashoda Ma Sharanam Braja. So, now here, people have a problem. Just like we see in Kali Yuga, Patram Pushpam everybody will do. Yukta Ahara, we can. Sarva Dharman Parityaja, how can it? We have so many Kuladevat, so many Baba, so many Gurus. You know, so many. And how can we give up everything and come to you? They have a problem. Similarly, now Krishna, just like we have a problem to surrender to Krishna, now Krishna also has a problem. He puts his head down that I have to leave this game. So he is not happy. And she is dragging him. So now we have come to this stage where now Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations, but here few people are not happy to surrender to him. That's how now Yashoda takes a very gentle stance. What she says? She says that Pashya Pashya Moyam Stamste Matram Rushtan Phalam Krudan. You are not going to leave, you don't want to leave this game, right? Just like people who say, we don't want to give up everything. So Krishna turns to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, okay. Stir raho ghare yaho. What is that word? Stir haiya ghare raho. What he says? Mahaprabhu says to our Raghunath Das Goswami, stir raho, stir haiya ghare raho, na karo vatul. Krame krame paya loka bhava sindhu pul. So like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, you cannot leave home, stay home, don't worry. Offer whatever you wish to me, I mean Krishna, read Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita, associate with devotees, preach little bit. And this is how you can go. You can come to, because this is the Kali Yuga crowd. They don't want to give up. Similarly, Yashoda says, Tvamcha Snata Krita Haro. you come home, take bath, kruta aharo, eat, swalang kruta, get ornamented, like these boys, see they are so cheerful looking, and they wear asva, then play. So this is how Krishna is happy now. He said, again, we are going to come. Lunch ke baad vapas naya. So this is how we see a new turn that Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurat Vishenama. That even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more magnificent than, munificent than Lord Krishna. And this is how, this is the only one way where we can take advantage of Krishna's becoming lenient to us and give us a very simple process. And we can go back to him. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.